Welcome back to the Highland Radio Sports Desk. Kieran Cannon with you until 6 o'clock this Sunday evening. It is athletics that we will now focus on. Delighted to say joining us on the line is Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, I'm sure the focus this weekend was very much on the National Indoor Championships.
Absolutely, Kieran, and it's been 2 days of intense competition, and of course, many stories coming through from there, and it's been a busy 2 days indeed, and a couple of very encouraging results from Donegal, but not one of the better days for Donegal Athletics, to be honest. The whole weekend only brought back 4 medals, you know, and that's not good by our reckoning, and comparatively from previous years. The medal today came through Lauren Callaghan, Finn Valley, girl from Killygarden, who's a final year student at DCU. She was in the long jump. She led the competition after 2 rounds, but a young girl called Meredith from St Mary's in Limerick caught her then in the 3rd round. And really, Lauren will be disappointed because there was an opportunity here for her to take the national senior title here. She jumped 6.02 and 6.05 won it. And the other end of the story was she had, of the 6 jumps, 5 of them were no jumps. So, I mean, it was a wee bit awkward for her in that regard. But look, a great performance to finish 2nd in the national championship. She was 3rd last year. She's consistent. She's the Irish University champion. But a good silver medal performance, but possibly an opportunity missed on this occasion. But that was her only medal from today. And other performances, there were a couple of other underage, or not underage, but younger athletes performing well. We had Oisin Kelly finishing 4th in the 800 metres. He came through the heats yesterday as one of the fastest losers. So well done to him, to the young Cranford man there. That's a significant result for him. And then we had Emer McCarr, who ran a big PB, 4:30:56 in the 1500 metres, and she's 18 years of age. She's been really hitting it on the track indoors this last couple of months, so well done to her. She's from Finn Valley, and she finished 5th in the national senior 1500 metres, so well done to her. Geraldine Stewart was 5th in the shot put. She's Tyrconnell. And then we had 2 other girls from Fola McFadden and Liam McGarvey from the Rosses. They were in the long jump. Fair play to them for making the journey and being in at the sharp end of the sport. So we have to acknowledge that. And other than that, really, Janine Boyle was the other one. She got through the heats. She got into the semi-finals, but her story ended there, so that didn't progress. So basically, in many respects, that was it. Lauren Callaghan, a silver medal in the long jump. To add to yesterday's tally, which included Bridget McDyer, of course, in the weight for distance with a new Ulster record at 6.50, and that event she finished 3rd. And then yesterday as well, of course, we had Conal Mahon, McMahon from Tyrconnell. He finished 2nd in the triple with a 14.02. And then we had yesterday, we had Summer Leckie at 179, finishing 2nd in the high jump. Really, other than that, not a good weekend overall for Donegal Athletics, but 4 medals. We have to be happy with it, and we have to look to the future in some respects, you know, in that Tamer McCarroll, to Oisin Kelly, to people like that are breaking through right now, and hope for some exciting days in the years ahead with them, because we just didn't do it today and indeed yesterday to any great extent. So that's pretty much this year summed up in terms of indoors. Now, what happens next? Well, there is World Indoor Championships. Mark English has indicated that he has no interest in going to the World Indoors, so that's off the list. And next weekend, Rashid Flanagan runs 5,000 metres indoor in Seattle. So we'll look forward to seeing how that goes. But other than that, the indoor season for senior athletes is now kind of closing down, while the underage indoor story is just beginning, and we'll be coming with results of the new generation of Donegal athletes in the coming weeks.